Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership. I'm going to continue our conversation from the book ITIL 4, The New Frontier, that I wrote a year ago. Well, last year. So I want to give you a thought. Have you ever been in an airplane? Most of you have. If you think about an airplane, a rocket ship, anything that goes really, really fast, think about the standards and the governance that oversee that, the speed. And so, like, I know people in the airline industry who worry about the strength and the ability to endure for every little bolt, every screw, all that stuff. And when I'm in the plane, flying a few miles above the ground, I'm happy they have those standards. And so when we apply that to our IT world, anything that goes fast, we want high velocity. We have to have those standards and governance. We have to be able to know if we're going the right path. But there's another concept that I want to throw in here, and it's the ability to calibrate and recalibrate direction and our ability to be able to fulfill that high velocity. And by that calibration, you think of an airplane, it has a fuel tank, it has a guidance system, it has all these mechanical technology aspects to keep it on course and know that you're going to arrive safely. We don't have that in IT service delivery or any type of IT, do we? We don't know if we speed up what it's going to do or if we slow down what it's going to do. It's all trial and error. So when we think about how do we apply ITIL 4 to this situation, it comes in the form of governance. And so we talked about complexity in the last few episodes. I want to get on the soapbox about governance. Governance is not thought of highly by many people. It's thought of as bureaucracy. But we have to take the position that to remove the bureaucracy, add the human elements, the experience management elements, and work our way back from the consumer to the service delivery. And think of those standards, that governance with that end consumer in mind. The same way I hope the airline industry considers when I'm sitting in seat 13B, that they consider, you know, those standards are to get that guy to his next location safely and as quickly as possible. That's what ITIL 4 is hopefully going to do for you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us. Let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. We'd love to help you in service management, experience management, asset management, or business continuity. And follow our LinkedIn company page. I hope you have a great, great day. Bye.